In November 1963, James Lavelle's job as a Dallas police detective made him part of history, Dallas Police Chief David Brown explained.
Detective James R. Lavelle, badge number 736. We have 10,000 badge numbers now, so this is quite a low badge number. Was one of the lead detectives assigned to investigate the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, as well as the murder of Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit.
He was the first to interrogate suspected assassin Lee Harvey Oswald after Oswald's arrest at the Texas Theater in Oak Cliff. And Lavelle was handcuffed to Oswald 2 days later when Jack Ruby shot Oswald in the basement of police headquarters. That moment was captured in a famous Pulitzer Prize-winning photo. Lavelle is the big man in the white hat.
He was the kind of guy that was made of iron, and he could go through the door first. He didn't hesitate. If they had to go and crash in on a nest of robbers or anything else, Lavelle would be one of the first inside. He was that kind of guy.
That's Jim Ewell. In 1963, he was a Dallas Morning News reporter on the police beat and saw a lot of Lavelle in action. Chief Brown presented Lavelle with the Police Commendation Award and also named the department's annual Detective of the Year Award after him.
Being the chief, being able to recognize such an iconic figure is just special.
Lavelle told the crowd there were other officers more deserving, but he said he always tried to be the best cop he could after he joined the force in 1950.
Occasionally I would hear an officer say, "Well, I was looking for a job when I found this one." And to me, that officer didn't really belong on the department because he didn't have the interest of the department in his heart.
Before grabbing his white hat, Lavelle thanked those who had come to honor him, including longtime friends who made history with him.
So I thank each and every one of you, and God bless you. Thank you.
B.J. Austin, KERA News.